Amazing what the youngins can do with those electronics.
This is from Mylene.
Yeah, really.
And
it was only 24 and a half years ago. I'm surprised I forgot. Yep.
That's what happens when you get old.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Well, that turned out to be a little less complicated than I expected, actually.
What? This?
All of this tonight.
Oh, you think so?
There's a clear path, I think.
Yeah. It's
what's really a clear path?
You're next to town. You pass the levee to the pay off the building and that levee, and fire increases its levee. That way you don't have to attract separate funds. I believe there will be general support for this. Now, you can always get somebody, as happened to the EMS district a couple of years ago, who was just gunning, and they could kill things. That's amazing what one person can do. But unless that happens, I think there'll be general support for this.
We do have a new fire chief, and as soon as this all happens, probably going to be a best chief. So, reasonably good time to be moving forward. And the fire district, the town seems to be okay with joining the fire district. I mean, they did not, in the past, that was not easy to have that conversation, but now it's
certainly on the town side. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is that the town would just continue to contract out if they didn't.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could contract for both EMS and fire services. Right. They didn't annex.
If they didn't, it's not the end of the world.
And the alternative is EMS bills for every call. Right.
Oh, no, they don't. That's right. Nobody wants to do that. Right.
But that's
what can be done.
That's what the voters have to hear.
Right. Yeah.
That is, in fact,
an option.
There are places that fund their entire EMS service based off of fees.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a horrible idea.
Yeah.
But yes.
It puts the burden on who uses it, but the whole idea of government is to spread the cost of common services.
Yeah, one of the things we wanted to achieve and not inadvertently do was try to have as much equity as possible. Who's paying for the services? And we didn't want to put tiered rates by geography.
Well, Mylene has solved our.
See, it's a slam dunk. She just said it. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And she runs elections, yes. So we're done. Piece of cake.
Assuming you have
enough
people to have town support, that's the idea.
Yeah, that is a goal.
We've already had it done, I assume.
You never know.
So the building.
The building is the other piece.
There's a thought maybe the hospital.
Well, has anybody talked to them at all? I can't imagine why they would.
Warren thinks it should be a Jiffy Lube.
Well, I actually think it would be a really... That's one possibility.
But you need a good drive-through car wash.
You'd have to dig this big hole in the bay.
That's true.
We'd have to be Jiffy Lube.
Just okay.
I think it would be a perfect place for physical and occupational therapy. If you had a building like that right next to the hospital that had in it that big a space for physical therapists, you could do a really good job.
Of buildings. I mean, this is all speculative.
The
mortgage people are going to wait on that. And that's a long-range plan.
Yeah.
That has to be worked out. There's a lot of moving parts.
Well, you might be able to rent it to EMS for a while, anyway.
Because
they're not going to have any place to go.
Do they have to rent it, or do they? I mean, the district owns it.
The district owns it, so the fire district.
Right.
If the fire district takes over, they're going to have to rent it from the hospital.
But it was an EMS levy, so are you going to charge EMS for using it? Or let it stay there?
It's interesting.
Well, I need a new boat, so.
Well, yeah, you can always park your toys in there.
Yes, exactly.
The other issue is that the fire department doesn't have
the plans
to house the whole thing anyway, so.
They have to purchase land and build.
It's a whole new.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna be a little while before they have a place to move EMS.
Is private property owned by the port?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So.
Yes, and, yeah, they have a long road before they have a building.
And the property they, it's most logical to acquire is on my grounds. It's not for a property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, the dog park?
The dog park.
No, not the dog.
Not the dog park.
I actually think the dog park is one of the easiest things to move.
Oh, we're done.
You don't mind my saying.
That's true.
Come on.
My dog really likes the dog.
What about the?
I'm not saying we shouldn't have a dog park. I'm just thinking it doesn't have to be there.
The corner where fire reports people.
That's a stormwater.
There's a stormwater issue with that. It's mitigation lands, apparently. There's always something, right?
They want to build a maintenance shop anyway.
Somewhere.
Yeah, over there.
I don't know where.
They've got great guys. There could potentially be some regional integration on that, which is what Chief Collins was talking about.
The property where the old animal shelter was.
I think that's the port too, isn't it?
That's, the port owns it.
There are a lot of options though.
Still could be a dog park.
That EMS building is a beautiful building and should be an asset.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Your help. This has been extraordinarily helpful. It's going to be helpful going forward, and I'm sure we'll have more questions.
More opportunities for learning.
Yes.
Clear path. Yeah, that was good. And this historical information was.
Yeah, very helpful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, it's interesting to see patterns.
Yeah, thanks for doing the research, really.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
And yes, we do have some legal questions we still need to answer, which is, I know.
So is there a meeting plan to consult with the DHT EMS attorney at some point with this group? Or?
I don't
we haven't discussed it specifically.
We haven't got a plan, but
we
probably need to.
And have that discussion.
I think the hope is try to resolve as many things on the chief before we go to the attorneys.
Yeah, I don't think we have any intent to encumber legal costs yes. without consultation. Because I think it'll be legal costs, obviously, will be assumed by both districts going forward, and that ought to be cemented together.
Well, we have our budget to pay for stuff out of.
I'd be a little leery to encumber significant meter costs just because that meter is a brutal meter, and I wouldn't want to trigger that without some consultation with both districts. And
it's the problem. The problem is once you guys make your recommendation, the two districts are going to have to go back to their legal councils over again.
Yes,
that's right.
Anyway,
that's right. Because so I do want to be careful about replicating any of those impacts. So, yeah. Okay.
Well, I think Chief Collins last 2 weeks ago, actually, he's been involved with some annexations, and he basically said it wasn't necessarily the town that sold it, it was the fire district that sold it, which was interesting, because I think the town has a piece in it, but I think it to more effective would be for the town, to the fire district to be the ones out in front. That was his recommendation.
Well, and frankly, I think it's something that we've discussed that we sort of see this as this has to be done strategically and it has to be done holistically. Mm-hmm. And if we piecemeal any part of this by themselves, it just gets confusing and then it looks like we're trying to sneak something. And
well, you really don't want like the fire district leading the charge saying we want EMS and we want the town. And
yes.
You know, that could feel bad.
So it's
better would be the hospital district saying, yeah, this is the best place for it, and the town would say, yeah, we should be part of that, and you know, make it a little more broadly supported.
Well, I think that's kind of what our work is here, is framing that up so it goes forward as a holistic piece and not one department or one agency saying, we want this for all those reasons.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Excellent. Good.
Okay.
Good. So then the only other issue that we've got is to discuss starting to follow up on the process. George, thank you for even beginning mm-hmm. to start a framework.
I had a couple hours or more. I reflected on what Karen said the last time Karen said, you guys should start writing. Because I realized it's true.
You guys are done with this?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
sorry. Oh, thank you.
Unless you want to wait for the door prize drawing.
Do I have to be present?
Sorry, but no.
You have to buy a ticket.
Thank you so much.
Those are $20,000.
Yeah, the tickets are pricey. That's true. Hey, guys.
Thank you.
So anyway, current right. We have until the end of March, we said. Well, that's not a lot of time. So we have to start. So I started.
Well, what I appreciate too is, you know, a lot of this, Nathan's got a lot on his plate, but I think at some point, just based also on Karen's suggestion, was it's Nathan's going to have to start, I think, absorbing some of this and beginning to frame this up as a document.
Nathan's going to frame it up as a document?
To begin with, yes. I think structurally.
Okay. Was that on your list?
Yes, it is.
I'm hearing this, but I think I'm hearing it for the first time, so I'm just curious. Well, have you ever heard this before?
Well, we had talked about it a little bit at our last meeting, just mm-hmm. towards the end.
I thought you guys were kidding.
That's why they just gave you a raise.
It's
not on a whiteboard, so yeah, exactly.
So he can't do it. It doesn't involve a whiteboard.
Nathan, I like you too much to see this happen. Yeah.
We'll see how this goes. Care. Thank you, Ward.
Say hi to Nancy. But I talked to Mark about it afterwards. And I was saying, you know, my concern is that I don't want to be seen as doing interfering with your recommendations or your work product. Mark explained to me that this is a common practice to have employees draft a document, and it's still yours because you get the draft and you can change it to reflect what you want it to reflect. And so if that's the course you guys want to go after talking with Mark, and I think Rick was there.
It was Chuck.
Yeah, it was
Chuck. After talking that over, that allayed my concerns some. So if you guys want me to help start working out some of this text, I'm happy to. Probably I couldn't do the whole thing myself, but I could do portions of it, especially some of this legal stuff that someone just has to sit down and write it out. You know, that's something I can help with, especially. I can consult with the different committees on it.
Yeah. It's essentially creating the framework, and we'll begin to insert text. It's the only way, I think. Karen raised a really important point. We have to have a document that has one voice in it and one format and one language. We can't run off and all continue to build into a document. It would just be too bulky and wind up spending more time in the end cleaning it up than maybe assembling it.
Can I make a suggestion? Yeah, having been through something like this once before, maybe what you want Nathan to do is more like the table of contents. I mean, as you said, the structure, but it's the table of contents with some, you know, a paragraph or something that gives you that framework in a logical order.
Yeah, I mean, we do have, based on all of our meetings and a lot of the documentation that we have based on minutes, we have a lot of the things that we would want to insert in anyway that you've got. So it's not a matter of replicating a whole bunch of them or recreating a whole bunch of things. It's going to be how do we build it. So, I mean, George was good in creating kind of a draft roadmap of what this would be.
I did throw that out there because of this. I thought if you had a table of contents, which I gave you, and the beginnings of, you know, the executive summary, the other stuff that goes with it, fleshing it out is all we have to do. I have been involved in parceling out drafting pieces of a huge document. We did the charter in pieces, delegated to committee. Mm-hmm. So the county charter was written by six different committees, or however many there were. Each subcommittee got the part they had worked on, and they got to do it. And they were just told, you know, it's third person, it's, you know, you just tell them the style that you're going to write in. And if it comes back with something you have to catch, you edit to suit. But it's not impossible to parcel it out. But I can go either way. I mean, I certainly don't want to write the whole thing. I don't know that I'm going to have the time for that. But when I do have time, I can write a piece.
Yeah, I think, you know, the parts that you guys want to write personally is great. You know, Dan has something he's interested in, you know, has it worked out in his mind. Just write it out, and then I'll work it into the document. And, you know, and I can, you know, Chuck mentioned having that one voice, so I can work to make things sound consistent. But, you know, to whatever extent each of you want to contribute text, I think would be very welcome from my point of view. Certainly writing the whole thing seems very daunting to me.
No, and I think actually, so, Nathan, I see us do writing as a group, some sections of this. It's just the part I've been struggling with is just the assembly of it.
It worked out like a backbone and basically like this, I don't know, like what do they call those things that children play with? That they lay down in the cradle and they look up.
The mobile.
You know, like a mobile with these hanging pieces, and you guys can hang things onto it. You know, and work things the way you want them. But probably this process will evolve organically. I need to get started on it. See, the problem is my supervisor, Pam, has been sick. Well, she had some PTO time, and then she got sick. And so I've been on my own for 2 weeks. And we've had a board meeting, and we got another board meeting, and so I've just been slammed. But I will be able to get working on this shortly.
Well, I guess then the admonition to us is that we need to start thinking about which segments we want to start.
I would at the least start there, and if you want to comment on what I did, fine. You want to start with something else, fine. Just let's each of us pick what you're going to work on and start working on it, rather than putting it off.
We still have that shared Google document. And I can work and we can work
well,
in that.
Well, it's not a folder, it's just a document, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we create a shared folder that we can put documents in?
Okay.
Because then...
Then you could reach into that and...
Right, we could put this document in it, but we could also have people submit their sections for your edification and or adoption into the document, as the case may be.
Okay. I'll get working on that.
Okay, good. And then we can look at working on picking to feed things into that.
Yeah.
And then we can look at it. And then, George, I just wanted to make a couple...
I thought about sharing this that way because of that, but then I realized there's going to be more than just this document, I suspect, that needs to be submitted, so we should have a shared folder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And this was an excellent start, and as we start working with this, it'll get fleshed out.
Well, that's what I thought, is we just need a starting point.
Yes.
Because I think inertia was keeping us from even taking the first step.
Well, I
took the first step so that everybody could shoot it down.
I think it's so daunting that it is.
Oh, I know. That's why
it reminds me of writing my master's thesis. I had everything. It was all there. I just had to start writing it at some point. And every time I thought about it, I broke out in a cold sweat.
A trip of 1,000 miles, my friend, starts.
Eat the elephant
with the first step. And that was all I meant this to be.
Yeah. No, it was well done.
And I was actually hoping people would say, oh, well, that's either terrible or great, or this section needs to read like this, or something.
That's why the picketers are out front.
So let me ask a philosophical question about this document. Do you see this primarily as a document to be presented in print or in electronic form? And the reason I ask is because if it's in electronic form, you can write the document with the ability to put in links in mind. So you can link to this sort of thing and create kind of live footnotes that allow you to link people to external resources.
I view it as a print document only because you can't expect that everybody who's going to read it is going to be reading it online, and the links are pretty useless if you're not.
Okay.
So my sense is it kind of has to be expected that people will be reading it.
So this sort of thing is going to need to be worked into the document then. So that's
right.
Good to know.
Right. I think so, anyway, which is why I added exhibits as an example to this, because I thought, okay, here's the charge, let's put it in as an exhibit, as rather than just link it to where it is somewhere out there, because you aren't going to see it. At least that was my sense. You guys would disagree if you were.
Yeah, I think it's difficult. I mean, it just in public domain, it almost forces us to do something in private.
And this actually does become a public document if presented to the commissions respectively, and the town for that matter. It all gets absorbed into their public records. And 20 years from now, when we're going through the same thing again, saying, "Why? Maybe we should move EMS over to the hospital district or whatever." Yeah. And somebody says, "Well, just pull up resolution 95- whatever," or in this case, resolution 2019- whatever. Yeah. It's going to not have working links. Guaranteed. Okay. It's just not going
to
work.
All right. Right now, it's obviously not subject to the Public Records Act, since it's a draft.
Well, it won't be until it's...
It will eventually.
Until it's accepted by those commissions and council, which point it kind of is. Mm-hmm. So we are writing a public record.
It doesn't have to be accepted when you deliver it to
them. If we deliver it to them, if we just sit there and read from it, that's one thing. But if we give it to them and they take it, it becomes a public record in the handoff. And so we have to recognize that.
Move left no forwarding address.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what the links look like 20 years from now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a roadmap to a move of EMS from hospital district to fire. It is a consolidation of the fire district, yeah. But there's going to be documents that have to be, resolutions to transfer assets from hospital district to fire district. There's going to have to be resolutions to put things on the ballot, including the town's annexation, which has to take an ordinance from the town and a resolution from the fire district.
And you're
going to
recommend what you think the best option
is
for all.
Yeah. We're going to recommend how we think they should do it and give them examples of what that means to the extent that we can, yeah. And the whole question of messaging is really an interesting one. So that's going to be sort of a challenge all by itself.
I think this becomes a framework for that discussion.
Yeah.
But that discussion will be outside of our...
Well, it might be. It might be a separate thing entirely.
Exactly.
Maybe Dick and Karen.
Yes.
Just thinking out loud here. Might want to start working on that if we're not going to. So anyway, there you go.
Excellent.
Okay.
Any more?
Any other comments? Public comments?
As Nathan is thinking about this, you all should be thinking about the graphic element, because this is a print document and it's essentially a marketing tool.
Right.
And you're going to want charts, tables, graphs, stuff that make it easy to access the info.
Yeah, and I think hyperlinks, at least this document will appear electronically as well, so I think having that available and making that easy to reference electronically.
Well, I was talking about putting some of this...
I think embedding it in the document.
Embedding it in the document.
Graphs and tables, and whether they're actually figures within the text or an exhibit at the end, you really need to include some graphics to describe this, as Karen said. Totally agree. I can send it to you, Karen. I just didn't include our usual suspects from the audience in my distribution on this, because I wanted to get feedback from these guys first.
So that's another issue too, though. We aren't required to disclose this. If we do share it with the public, we're going to have various versions floating around. Is that okay with you?
Well,
guys?
Only if people actually edit it.
Well, I mean, as this thing evolves, it may look nothing like this, right?
Totally.
But say there's something wrong with it that people object to. You could have a whole public controversy over something that's going to change anyway. I mean, this is a table of contents, nothing controversial.
I put the big letters draft across it for the reason that it's not a public document if it's a draft.
It's not
public. So even if it were a public document, which it isn't, it's not because it's a draft.
So if we get requests of this sort, and not just from Karin, but from whomever, are we willing to share it?
I'm not really ready to share this very broadly, but Karin's been at just about every meeting. So I kind of figure she knows what we're talking about.
But if we share it with anybody, then you have to be able to share it.
I have to have a copy. If you are not comfortable at this
point. It's pretty minimal.
I'm not really worried about this one. I'm worried about as the document takes shape and it becomes, there's a lot more.
Well, I would agree that what we don't want to do is keep broadcasting to a wider and wider group. every iteration that we come to.
Yeah, I think the thing we don't want to have happen is we don't want to wind up getting bogged down with people lobbying us for language.
Well, more than that, I don't want rumors going around about what's going to happen and how it's going to happen and how wrong it is or whatever before stuff is done, you know? I don't think you would share it. See, that's the reason I don't think that's a problem.
Well, I think that's a valid point because I do feel the climate at EMS right now is pretty fragile.
Yeah.
They're really concerned.
I'm totally concerned about
that,
it.
You know, some of the career paramedics are not excited that they are going to be required to be calling hoses.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of
I totally understand.
And so,
But like I said, I don't think Karin's going to make copies and hand it out to the EMS. That's a different thing.
Sure. But I, you know, point being that, you know, we need to recognize the value of EMS as it stands and be respectful.
Completely do. And the fact that they need to be a part of this process
They need to be included in it.
We have, and in fact, there needs to be some face-to-face meeting time with the EMS group about this before it ends up on the council and commission's desks. So I think we need to find a time to go to Monday night or whatever they are now, training sessions or something, and say we want to have a half an hour to talk this through and how much time you can spare us.
You can reach out to the new interim.
I think that.
Appointed.
Oh, you did? Yes. Who's the new interim appointed?
Captain Carpenter.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's very enthusiastic.
And I did have a very good
conversation. You know, maybe, Chuck, could you talk about the idea that we need to actually engage them now because we're at a place where we think that's important and we want not only their input, but we want to, like, explain our thinking
to
a little bit of this?
Yeah, it should be more than just EMS because you have another agency, Fire, that has some of the same concerns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree with that.
Does Fire have any concerns about this, Mark?
What concerns?
And by the way, Mark, that you were in the paper for over 750 calls or something.
Yes.
You're like the third most calls in the agency or something like that.
He's totally bored, as you can see.
That's a lot of calls. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's how he supplements his coming in.
Yeah. Yay, $15.
Yeah, another $15. Okay.
I think there's a timing issue. I think what we'll do is our commitment is to have that discussion when we're ready to have that discussion. But we will have that discussion
when you're ready. Yeah,
that's sort of the way I see it. I agree with you. I think there's a timing issue.
I'm not sure
we'll do it.
We have the chief in.
Yes.
And so he's their leader. He can relay everything back to everybody in the organization. Carl could come in maybe, but getting everybody in. Well, it seems premature.
Well, we're not there.
That's what George is just talking about. You get people reacting to stuff that's not
right. No,
I think the reassuring part of this would be the point of saying we're committed to do that.
I think they want.
You know, an interesting thing. There was a comment that I brought back here that there was concern with paramedics over in Skagit and some other areas that if, once we go into the umbrella fire, they're going to have their training diminished. The one and only person I heard that from was their labor representative. Everybody else I went back and talked to again, you know, probably six different people, you know, in Bellingham and Skagit. It was never a problem. They're not pulling horses. They're having equal amount of time of their training, et cetera. So that comment that I brought up in one meeting, it came from one and only one person. It was their labor, their union.
Yeah, I think some of the concerns is the model like Orcas has, as Scott, Chief Williams indicated, they're firefighter paramedics and they're rolling apparatus and they are operating as a firefighter paramedic, and so there are times that they pull hose.
Yep.
They have a dual role, which is a common thing in a lot of departments that's not occurring here. Now, a couple of the paramedic, I think all of them used to be firefighters here, and so they've all done it in the past. There's one that's still semi-active, and so it's a different model, but that's get down in the operational levels once you actually merge. And
Well, and it's a choice.
It's a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, that it's not like everybody gets forced to pull hose if they're an EMT or something, and everybody has to become an EMT if they're in the front.
Yeah, this is more on the paramedics, your paid staff. So it would be an issue for your paid staff. So generally speaking, if you're, and again, this is down the operational level, and it would be up to the commission and the chief of the agency to say this is where we're going. But generally, if you're going to be staffing in that direction, you would probably be looking at having duly qualified firefighter EMTs and firefighter paramedics to be going out and providing that 24/7 coverage to meet the needs of the community, which then gets to what Annalisa was saying, is the concerns that all of a sudden now they're being asked to pull hose again.
Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, as a taxpayer and a potential patient, I'd rather know that my paramedic has spent most of his or her time doing medical training. Hmm.
Collins reacted very assertively about that, though.
Yes.
Chief Collins.
Chief Collins did have something to say about that, made it very clear.
He was personally affronted at the very idea.
The chief I missed that meeting.
He was
very clear.
Very, he was almost personally affronted at the idea that his medic skills would be at all impacted by firefighter training.
In fact, he was arguing that people's skills are increased
improved.
On both sides.
Yes.
By doing both.
Not having any experience myself, I couldn't say one way or the other, but that was his response to that question.
Yeah.
Scott Williams is similar as well.
Scott Williams was,
That's right.
Very interesting. That's right about that.
And fire, you know, ORCA is fire and rescue, or rescue and fire.
Fire.
Rick's not here. It's like a nervous tick. Or rescue, yeah. You know, they do save a lot of money having dual training, you know, cross training. I mean, they run a really lean operation.
They certainly are compared to what's going on.
And again, talking with Jeff Sargent with Skagit just turning over, he said they were, to his knowledge, nobody had any problems with that integration of people working together across stream.
Right.
He said they found more benefit to it.
Mm-hmm. Which is so the Collins comment, too.
Right.
And he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, hearing no objection, we're adjourned.
Okay. Can we talk about the meetings?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just send you one.
Sounds like a good
problem. Oh, unless you want to keep that one, I don't care.
I'm not going to.
You can make more.
It will not be available until after March.
So we were talking about meeting again on the 23rd, but.
We were hoping to
see
Katie Holstein.
Yes.
We haven't heard.
I am here.
Okay.
Yeah, 23rd anywhere.
I mean, I don't think we're going to get Katie. Yeah.
The week after that, I got no.
She seems really busy.
In February, we're going to be in Arizona, but I'll have all my documents and my laptop so I can be communicating back and forth.
Yeah, we may just have to Skype you in or something. Yeah. I think that would be fine.
So our meeting for the 23rd was just. If we were able to.
And since we haven't heard anything, I'm assuming, of course, we also have, there's a 30th this month.
Well, that's when Dan won't be available, right?
Right, but that doesn't mean we can't. Oh, you're not available even by
no.
No, I'm in the back country.
Okay. Never mind then.
So you're gone all of February, Dan?
Well, only the meeting dates.
I get back the 20th, but then I run that Irish festival in Rush Harbor for a week, and I'm the lead guy.
He's basically not.
It's hard to get out.
Okay.
So we're going to assume that you're coming only by possibly the video or something, chat on the 6th. So the 20th, you may or may not be here, I guess.
We're flying back the 20th, so I'm not sure what time we'll be back.
Yeah, you might want to check that, just to be certain, but I'm understanding it's on my plane.
Well, you know what?
So
then do we want to meet on the 30th? Of this month? Or do we
Dan?
Without Dan.
Which we could do.
And actually the 20th I might be back.
Rick have some...
I am of a mind to meet on the 30th, partly because, first of all, Rick isn't here and we need to bring him up to speed a little bit. Second, I would really like to see more clarity of process on the drafting of the document, and I really don't think we should wait. What would it
be? No, we should not.
Three more weeks before we start, you know, following up on that.
I agree.
So I would agree to meet.
So let's go ahead and set a meeting then for the 30th.
And we can still keep...
When you're back in phone contact, we could just brief you up on what we've covered.
Yeah, on the 6th.
And actually, I'm going from March 1st, I think.
Right.
Perfect.
I don't think I have any reason not to be at a meeting in the next couple months.
And you can't get somebody here.
Well, we can get Katie, we'll definitely
hold
the meeting on whatever day she can be here. And I don't even think...
Whatever day she's going to be
here. If it's not even a Wednesday, we can still have a meeting.
Absolutely.
Because that would be that for...
I'd make any night open next week if she can show up.
Okay. We'll just keep hoping that we get some contact with her. But I'm with George, whenever we get the opportunity, we've got to grab it.
And I think Rick was following him.
He was, yes.
And I haven't heard anything from him other than he hadn't heard back yet.
Yeah.
Which is the last message I remember getting from him.
Yeah. Exactly. And then I am going to miss the meeting on the 20th of February if we meet then. Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. That was one that Dan just decided to make.
Did you decide on the 30th?
We'll swap out.
We can still do it if we need to.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We decided on the 30th.
I was looking in my notes because I know we talked about it and Rick gave his availability. I was just going to check my notes to see.
Yeah, I think we bumped it to the 23rd and already had Dan and tried to see if we could get Katie here.
Right. So the idea was the 23rd was the only day that Dan could be here in case we could get Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't look like it's happening so far.
And I don't see that ever. Well, Rick. Dan in Arizona, February, Chuck busy end of February. Okay, I don't have anything for Rick, so he's probably available.
We're hoping he's available.
Okay.
So he said he was trying to get her one of those days, right. So yeah, I assume he would have said he couldn't be here.
So you're not going to meet on the 23rd?
We are not currently scheduled to meet on the 23rd. There will potentially be a meeting if Katie Holstein from the state can be here on any day between now and the end of our process. But our next scheduled meeting is the 30th.
That's great.
Yeah. So don't come here on the 23rd. Just don't do it.
Well, you can if you want to.
Oh, yeah, come hang out with Nathan. Yeah. You better tell him that you're coming. Is that a hospital district?
Rick, as much as I like you, it's either you or hang out with my wife. So
it's a while you should do that.
Is that a hospital district board meeting that night? The 23rd?
The 23rd is a hospital district meeting, but they're meeting earlier now. They meet at 3.
Well, maybe it's not such a big deal. I was going to say you're going to be here anyway, you know, to drop in at the hospital district meeting. Yeah. Get your fix there.
Okay, so I'll post on the website the 30th and let people know.
Yes.
And otherwise, we only have the two meetings in February scheduled, first and third Wednesday.
Right.
And Dan, you're going to try to call in?
Yeah.
We've got some nice conferencing equipment. If you call my cell phone number, I'll set it up in the middle.
Oh, yeah, that's the way.
It's like a nice $600 Bluetooth thing that we got, so... They're good for little meetings.
And we don't really need to see you, so
well, they have the grandkids with me, so they can get them all.
Yeah, probably shouldn't do Skype. Please, we won't do video chat in that case. Thank you.
So I'll make sure you get my phone number. I'll give it to you. Okay. Won't do it on the record.
I'm with you on that. Great, thank you.
All right.
Like that great video of, what was it, the London Financial Times reporter and his little kid and the nanny come in while he's broadcasting.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's hilarious, actually.
So we adjourn then.
I think we are now adjourned.
Adjourned for realsies.
For real.
Okay.